This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Depending on the news source you have, you may or may not have heard about the arrest of 8 individuals from Tajikistan who are suspected terrorists. In case you're unfamiliar with that country, it is at least 95% Muslim and located near Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Communist China. Put another way, they come from a country that has been a hotbed for radical Islamic terrorism. The FBI and other intelligence agencies believe that these 8 illegal aliens were planning a terrorist attack like the attack on the Moscow concert hall. At least 4 of the men involved in that attack were from the group ISIS-K. All 8 of these men were connected to ISIS-K. How did they get into the U.S.? First, let's remember that President Joe Biden and Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas assure us that people crossing our border have been vetted. Second, we now know that at least 1 of these individuals used the app provided by the Biden administration that allowed people to get into the country. Third, some of the others apparently were intercepted by border security and supposedly vetted and set on their way. Let that sink in for a moment. These men are not gotaways that I sometimes talk about in my commentaries. Yes, 8 million have crossed the border since President Biden took office, and another 2 million are gotaways that I usually suggest may be involved in trafficking or terrorism and did not want to be caught. But these men were confident they could game the system. They didn't even try to avoid being caught. And I might mention that another potential terrorist was caught in New York City with a full arsenal of weapons in his vehicle, such as loaded magazines and body armor. This is the danger America faces from an open border and a vetting process that is broken. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.